Good evening and welcome to Digging Deeper here on this Mother's Day weekend. I'm going to be reading from the book of Proverbs, Proverbs chapter 31 tonight. So if you have a Bible there at home, you can go ahead and get that. This is what the word of our Lord says to us here from the book of Proverbs. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband to safely trust in her so that he shall have no need of spoil. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. She seeketh wool and flax and worketh willingly with her hands. She is like the merchant ships. She bringeth her food from afar. She riseth also while it is yet night and giveth meat to her household and a portion to her maidens. She considereth a field and buyeth it. With the fruit of her hand she planteth a vineyard. She girdeth her loins with strength and strengtheneth her arms. She perceiveth that her merchandise is good. Her candle goeth not out by night. She layeth her hands to the spindle, and her hands hold the distaff. She stretcheth out her hand to the poor, yea, she reacheth forth her hands to the needy. She is not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet. She maketh herself coverings of tapestry. Her clothing is silk and purple. Her husband is known in the gates when he sitteth among the elders of the land. She maketh fine linen and selleth it, and delivereth girdles unto the merchant. Strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. She open her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. She looketh well to the ways of her household, and eateth not the bread of idleness. Her children arise and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praiseth her. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest above them all. Favor is deceitful, and beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates. Would you bow your heads with me, O Lord? We just thank you tonight that we can come together here on Living Faith Television and celebrate our mother's Mother's Day. Lord, what a joy it is. For each and every soul that has been born from the womb, brought forth by a mother. Tonight, Lord, we just pray as we talk about a woman worth more than rubies. Lord, we pray for your grace and your mercy. We pray for mothers everywhere. We pray that their families would arise and call them blessed, that their families would appreciate all that they do. And Lord, we just thank you tonight that we can celebrate together here on Digging Deeper. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, friend, Fred Cruz wrote, somewhere between the youthful energy of a teenager and the golden years of a woman's life, there lives a marvelous and loving person known as mother. Now a mother is a curious mixture of patience, kindness, understanding, discipline, industriousness, purity, and love. She is the woman described in our text tonight. Abraham Lincoln said, "No one is poor who has a godly mother," and I agree with that. My life was enriched to the full because God gave me a godly mother. But what Fred Cruz and Abraham Lincoln knew and what I myself know is based on what God states here in his word. And what God says here stands in stark contrast to what the world values when it comes to motherhood. I'm certain that many of you who are listening tonight will agree with me that we are living in turbulent times, times in which our present culture has its values upside down. Listen, many times we discover that what ought to be highly valued is instead ridiculed, mocked, and scorned. Well, at the same time, things that ought to be condemned are being exalted, affirmed, they're being lifted up on high. Listen, there are a lot of ways in which that is true in this world tonight. But may I remind you all that God's Word teaches that the problems that we see in our culture today have their root from the sin that resides in the human heart. Family and friends, within every human heart lies a tendency to allow our values, our priorities, to get out of whack from time to time. We all have a tendency in our heart that was captured by the songwriter when he said, "Prone to wander, Lord, I feel it. Prone to leave the Lord I love. Here's my heart, Lord, take and seal it. Seal it for thy courts above." As long as we reside in these bodies of flesh, we are going to continue to struggle with keeping our priorities, our values straight. In fact, many of the struggles we all face from time to time can be traced right back to misplaced priorities. And I believe in the world in which we live today, the value of motherhood is a greatly misplaced priority. The television shows make a mockery of motherhood altogether. And standing against the misplaced values and priorities of today's society is God's Word. You see, the Bible tells us what it's important to God when it comes to motherhood. And then the Holy Spirit invites us to think about life, motherhood from God's perspective. And so on this Mother's Day weekend, let's discover from God's holy word what constitutes the ideal woman, the ideal wife, and the ideal mother from God's perspective. And so the writer begins here, who can find a virtuous woman? And the word virtuous here implies a woman of character, a woman of strength, a woman of real ability. And all three are needed for a mother to be the mother God has ordained in His Word that she should be. Which brings us to the question for all of those mothers who are watching tonight. We all of them need to ask this question of themselves: am I or have I been a godly mother? Now, it's imperative that a mother considers the question because of one clear fact. One day, mothers are going to stand before God and to give an account of how they mothered one another, how they mothered their children. You see, the Bible says, "So then, every one of us shall give account of himself to God." And so every mother needs to consider, what type of an account will she give? In fact, it's not just for mothers. Every man, woman, and child needs to take time to evaluate their life in light of God's holy word, because one day every living human being is going to give an account of the life they lived before Almighty God. Are we godly? That's question number one. And we'll not find the answer as to whether we're godly or not by looking at what the world considers motherhood to be, but we will by looking into the Word of God. And that brings us to question number two. Have I adopted God's values? Family and friends, there are a lot of folks in this old world today who do not value what God values. Instead, they have adopted what the world values, and God has something to say on that. You see, over in 1 John chapter 2, we read these words: "Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. And so God's word confronts us here because clearly God says we have to make a choice. And so as you think about the fact that you've got to make a choice, can I ask you, we've got to make the choice, and the choice is this: are we going to live for God's values, what God says in his word, or are we going to live for the world's values? Listen, the world always opposes what God prizes. And one of the primary thrusts of this text here in God's word tonight is that a woman ought to be highly valued if she's godly. And it is imperative that we understand that not all mothers are worthy of the tribute that is given on Mother's Day. And the reason is clear: because not all mothers live according to the godly standards put forth here in God's word. In fact, some mothers are ungodly to the core because they seek only what this world has to offer. They have no desire for God, and they do not value what God values in family and friends. It does not matter what we say if our actions prove we do not value what God values. Clearly, if that's the case, our priorities are out of whack, and quite possibly we could be living an ungodly life. And so again, we must always examine ourselves in the light of God's holy word, not in the light of what the world says, not in the light of comparing ourselves to somebody else, and not in the light of the vanity of our own mind. No, we must examine ourselves in the light of God's holy word, because it is God to whom we will give an account. I want you to picture yourself tonight, if you will. Your time has come, and there you are face to face with your Creator. What kind of an account do you want to give? As a mother, what kind of an account will you give for your motherhood? Well, let's find out what made this virtuous woman worth more than rubies. And the Bible clearly teaches that the first thing that made her worth more than rubies was her faithfulness. First to her husband, and then, should the Lord bless her womb with children, her family. Now listen, the world teachers would have us try to believe that God's word says a woman is to be a servant of a man, and nothing could be further from the truth. Listen to me. When God created Eve, he made the other half of Adam, so that we can rightly deduce that Adam was only half the man until God gave him Eve. She completed him, and he completed her. They were partners together, one of another. In other words, she was a helpmate to Adam. They worked together, and she didn't mind working because she desired to be a real helpmate to him. Now, when we compare that to the culture around us tonight, we discover a vast difference between what God's word says and what present-day culture is teaching. Because today's culture would have us believe that a wife or a mother's job doesn't require any brains or much skill. Being a mother, the world will tell you, isn't all that challenging, and it's certainly not worth very much. That's what society wants us to believe. Listen, God uses the word virtuous here, a word that means valiant, a word that means strong, and a word that means able, because being a mother is not the brainless task of a worthless woman. And when you look at this from God's perspective, the emphasis of capability comes shining through. Listen, a mother's tasks are many and they are varied. For a mother can at one and the same time, be a lovelorn counselor to a heartsick daughter and a head football coach to an athletic son. A mother can sew the tiniest stitch from material of the daintiest prom dress while at the same time being equally capable of threading her car through the heaviest traffic. A mother is the only creature on earth who can cry when she's happy and laugh when she's heartbroken and work when she is feeling ill. A mother is as gentle as a lamb and as strong as a giant. Only a mother can appear so weak and helpless, and yet at one and the same time can put the lid on a fruit jar that even Dad can't get off. A mother is a picture of helplessness when Dad is near, and a marvel of resourcefulness when she's all alone. The emphasis is clearly evident here in our text. She is capable regarding her husband. She's easy to trust. Verse 12 says, she does her husband good and not evil. And verse 23 reminds us she contributes to her husband's success. And all of this to say that one of the greatest gifts a mother can give her children is that of being a godly wife to her father. And blessed is the man who would have such a woman to be his wife. The godly mother being described here in Proverbs 31 is a woman who proves the old adage, man's work is from sun to sun and a woman's work is never done. Now, where does a woman like this get her strength? Where does she get her focus? Where does she get her hope? Where does she get this kind of capability? And where does she find satisfaction? Well, the Bible tells us it comes from her focus. Zero in here on verse 30, which is the point of this text. The Bible says, favor is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Friends, I'm forever amazed when I read the scriptures at how God would know how people think in every culture, in every generation. You see, God knew the world would always put beauty and favor before being godly. And so God says, charm and beauty, they're vain. God says, find a woman who fears the Lord. Find a woman who loves God. Find a woman who is looking to Him for direction and looking to God for guidance about the nature of her role. Find a woman who is looking to God as her source of strength. And if you get beauty and charm with that, fine. Because, friend, if all you do is marry a good-looking body, it won't be long before your marriage will be out of business. Because the Lord says, charm is deceitful and beauty is vain. On the other hand, God says, find a woman who fears the Lord, and you're never going to be poor in the things that matter most. Let me say a word to the young men who are watching tonight and listening. Don't let the world's values color the way you think about a wife. Be wise. And look first and foremost for a woman who is godly. And let me say a word to the young ladies who are listening tonight. The best thing you can do is to prepare for marriage is to work at being godly, not popular. And if you say, well, the boys don't seem to be interested in that, well, take my advice. There's something a lot worse than not having a guy. It's having a guy who's a shallow and superficial person and one who doesn't understand this text. If you want to have success in life, if you want a successful marriage, a successful relationship, men and women, we need to find men and women who are godly. How do we do that? Well, the Bible says we do it by looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Now, if you're a mother seeking to be godly or a mother who has been a godly mother, God's word teaches us about her reward. You see, God states her children will rise up and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praiseth her. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Now, God is clearly teaching how husbands and children are to treat mothers who are godly. We're not to be taking them for granted. We're not to be treating what they do lightly or treating them lightly. We are to be rewarding them with generous honor and abundant praise. And we should be doing this every day, not just on Mother's Day, because in so doing, we honor them. We let them know that we value them and we appreciate them. Plus, we're obeying God when we do what God commands. And when husbands and wives obey God, that family is blessed beyond measure in the things that matter most. How would you like to be blessed beyond measure? Blessed beyond your wildest imagination. Blessed beyond your wildest dreams. How do you get that way? Be godly. Be godly. Now, if you're a mother listening tonight, and you realize up to this point, you've not been living a godly life, the good news is you don't have to live that ungodly life any longer. You see, you can turn to Jesus, and you can ask Jesus Christ to forgive you of your sins. Jesus Christ stands ready to receive you and forgive you. All you need to do is ask Him. Will you allow me to lead you in prayer? Would you pray these words sincerely from your heart? Because if you will, Jesus will forgive you and His Holy Spirit will help you every day the rest of your life. If you'll do this tonight, I pray that you'll repeat after me, "Dear Jesus, I confess to you tonight that I agree with what you say in your word about me. I have fallen short of the glory of God. I am a sinner in need of a Savior. And tonight, Lord, I repent of my sin and place my faith and my trust in you. Oh, Jesus, would you please come into my heart tonight? Lord, will you be my Lord and my Savior? In Jesus' name, amen." If you've prayed that prayer tonight sincerely from your heart, asking God to forgive you and to receive you, you can rest assured that He has. If you made that decision tonight, would you call the number on the screen? Or would you write to us at the address that's listed so that we can get materials into your hands to help you in your walk with Christ? Others have done so already. Will you do so tonight? Would you just pick up the telephone? Would you call the church and say, "I have made the decision to receive Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior"? Or would you pick up the phone tonight and share your decision? And you might have made a decision that says, "I've rededicated my life to Christ. I was a Christian, but I wandered far away. But tonight the Word has spoken to me. Tonight the Spirit has convicted me, and I am coming home. Oh, I wandered off into that far country, but tonight I'm coming home. I want to be with Jesus. I want Jesus to be with me. I want that sweet fellowship that I knew at the very beginning." Oh, I prayed that prayer, and I remember that verse I was taught long ago. If I confess my sin, Jesus will forgive me of my sin. He'll cleanse me from all unrighteousness. And I'm claiming that promise tonight, and I'm just coming home to be with Jesus. Would you write to us? Would you call us at the phone number on the screen? And if you're a mom who's watched tonight, would you call the church? Would you call the church here and let us know that you watched this telecast tonight so that we can send you a Mother's Day gift? We'd love to do so. Would you just write us a note, call us at the number on the screen, say, Pastor Don, we watched tonight. We heard the message. So that we can get a Mother's Day gift into your hands. But friends, we just want to say once again how much we appreciate being here on Living Faith Television, having the opportunity to share God's Word with you. I pray that as we speak each and every week, that you are falling more deeply in love with the Lord Jesus Christ. And now, may the peace of our Lord Jesus Christ rest and abide upon you until we come together again here on Digging Deeper. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Oh, Father, we just thank you for your word unto us tonight. We thank you for this weekend, a time when we can pull aside, when we can remember our mamas. And Lord, as we remember our mamas, I know there are some who are going to have to forgive their mamas because their mama wasn't like the mama we talked about here tonight. And Lord, I just pray that we can find forgiveness in our heart, that we can appreciate our mothers for what they did do for us, what they did gave us, and they gave us the gift of life. Lord, we're not a statistic. We have a life because our mother chose to bring us to this world. And so, Lord, help us to find forgiveness for mothers who behaved in an ungodly way. But, Lord, we also want to say thank you for the gift of the mothers that you have given who have been godly. Oh, Lord, what a joy it is. And I, for one, was blessed to have a godly mother. Father, we just thank you tonight that we can celebrate here on this Mother's Day weekend. We pray for every mother that they would find a measure of joy and a measure of peace in the midst of this wonderful day that has been set aside. Lord, we thank you that your word talks to us about what we should value most in life. And Lord, that is to be godly, whether a mother or a father or a child. We need to be godly. And Lord, again, we just thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for the love that we have in Christ Jesus our Lord. And now, Lord, we pray that you would help us to love the Lord our God with all of our heart, all of our soul, all of our mind, and all of our strength. May you be blessed tonight. In Jesus' name, amen.